It's 1 o'clock. This is Gavin Campbell at the news desk. The Royal Navy have attacked an Argentine submarine in the South Atlantic. The Ministry of Defence said in the past half hour that the attack took place today. This report from the Ministry by our defence correspondent Christopher Lee.
The attack was made by more than one Royal Navy helicopter on what a ministry spokesman described as a hostile Argentine submarine. The incident took place in the vicinity of South Georgia, and it came less than 48 hours after Britain had warned the Buenos Aires government that any military vessel or aircraft that threatened the task force was liable to attack. The ministry has not said how the attack happened, what weapons were used, or what happened to the submarine, but a statement justified the operation by what it called its pursuance of the inherent right of self-defence under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. This incident has removed any doubts that Britain is willing to use force in the Falklands region. It also establishes that elements of the task force, if not the main group, are close to the island of South Georgia. The island is 800 miles from the Falklands, and there's been speculation that it would be the first target for an assault by the South Atlantic Fleet. Meanwhile, Mr. John Knott, the Defence Secretary, and other Cabinet Ministers this morning went to the North London headquarters of the Commander-in-Chief of the Fleet, Admiral Sir John Fieldhouse. They would have been able to get an almost first-hand report of the attack at the headquarters, which is also the home of the Flag Officer Submarines.